The following episode is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Welcome to hashtag Mom's Got This. Get your mom life fixed 4 days a week. I'm Stacey Eagle. And this morning, Michelle's not with us. She ran into some issues, some nanny issues, and she'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. But today we are here with Mia Santiago.
Yes. Hi.
I said that right.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, please God, please God. And what's really cool is that I tend to meet a lot of like my new mom friends in unexpected places. And we actually met, I was invited to a Peloton event for their new treadmill.
Yep,
which was treadmill. A really amazing experience. And Mia, who is a celebrity hairstylist, and she will tell you more about what she does, was at a station doing hair. And there was a hair and makeup artist, and you did my hair after I ran 3 miles so I could go back to work. And there we got to talk to each other, and we both learned that we had boys and were working moms. And I said, you have to be on this podcast. So thank you, Peloton. Thank you, Carolyn Tisch, Carolyn Tisch Blodgett, who was on this podcast, and Peloton. So here we are. And
Hi.
Also, we brought you on to be a Boy Meets Girl hairstylist for
our shoot,
which was awesome. So welcome to Mom's Got This.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I am too. So tell me about you. Tell me about your career, and then we'll go into your mom world.
Great. Well, I'm Mia, and I've been working in New York City now for 11 years. I can't believe I've been here that long. Sometimes it's crazy to think that I've been in New York for that long. I'm
and
from
you're
Ohio.
Also a Midwestern.
Yeah, yes, I'm a Midwest girl. I always say I have a Midwest heart, but I got a little New York skin,
you know. Totally.
So it's good to have like a tough skin, but also a warm heart, and that I think is me. I've been doing hair now for 11 years. That's why I moved to New York.
Wow.
I saw Sally Hershberger on TV in 2006 when I lived in Las Vegas, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pack up my stuff, move back to Ohio, go to hair school, and work for that lady one day because I think she's amazing. And here I am. I've been working for Sally for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All from just like seeing her on TV.
Yeah. She's have you ever seen her?
Like,
she's incredible. And she just gave me so much inspiration, and she still continues to do that. And, you know, I recently, when I had my son, he's 2.5, I decided to go full-time editorial, which means I basically do photo shoots and red carpet events and celebrity things. I have 2 agents, one in LA and one in New York.
So you are still with Sally, but
yeah.
Then you, I remember we were talking about this, like mm-hmm. all of a sudden you had a child and you're like, let me travel the world.
Well, it's what I came to New York to do. And I was scared. I was, I actually really, really drug my feet when it came to having a baby. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to do it ever. I don't want to. And I was scared. And I think mostly for me, it was fear-based. It wasn't that I didn't want kids, but if you had met me when I was 35 years old, I would have been like, I'm never having a baby. Nope, thanks. No, thank you. Nope.
And what changed?
It's such a fun story for me. It's a very personal story. My husband and I went on a 3-week trip to Italy, and we went to the Vatican, and I'm Catholic, and so we decided to take some time in the Vatican specifically. That's like the holy, like the motherland. So I prayed there, and I really prayed super hard because, you know, I was married, I was in my career, I felt like something was missing, but I couldn't believe it could be a baby because my life was so great. And, you know, why would I want anything to hold me back is kind of how I felt. So I prayed on it. I really did. I was just like, you know, God, I'm going to let go and let you. You know, that old saying that actually came to fruition for me really, really fast. I got pregnant in a month.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like,
wow,
he really
wants a child?
I prayed
for
him.
Or did you pray for something to come?
I prayed for, if I was supposed to have a child, that I would. And if I wasn't supposed to, that I would live my life being okay with that. Because to go back farther, I had a lot of issues when I was a kid. So I only have half a left ovary and I have like all these weird things that no one knows about. It's like, whatever. But I wasn't sure that I was able to have kids, you know? So I was just
and
like,
1 month it took you?
Well, I was just like, let's stop preventing it and see what happens.
That's
and
incredible.
I was like, well, God really wanted me to have a baby. So,
yes.
You know, and he actually is. And truthfully is the biggest blessing in my life.
How was, I mean, You're now on doing editorial. You're traveling. Mm-hmm. I know you're just on Oprah's ship.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And so it seems like you're traveling a lot more than being like at a station doing hair. Mm-hmm. How have you balanced that?
I have a great team behind me of people. Like, you know, it takes a village, right? My mom raised me by herself. I know that there's tons of men and women that are doing it. And I applaud you like no other. It's hard. It's hard. But, you know, my husband is completely supportive of me and he's encouraging for me. And whenever an opportunity comes, he's like, babe, yeah, you got this. You know, you could do this. Mom's got this.
I got this. I'm going.
So, you know, he's super supportive of me and my family. And I have my brother actually moved to New York when he found out I was pregnant because he was like, I can't be away from whatever you have, a boy or a girl. Like, I just, and he was sure it was going to be a boy, which it is. He is. So he was just like, I can't be far away. I need to be by you. So he's three streets over.
Wow.
I know.
Coming up, you'll hear how having a child has impacted Mia's career, or has it?
We want to hear from you about who you think might be a great guest on the show. And also, if you have any questions for the guest, head to our Instagram at momsgotthisshow and leave us a comment.
And maybe we'll ask those questions in our episodes.
So then you'll have to listen to all our episodes as well.
So make sure to subscribe.
Do that too.
Download.
All of that. Hashtag Moms Got This is a production of Mouth Media Network powered by Sennheiser. Reach out and follow us on social media at Moms Got This Show. And me, Michelle, at Mish Plus Two.
Or me, Stacey, at Stacey Eagle.
Check out our website, momsgotthisshow.com.
Mia, we talked about the change of your career when you had a child. How has it changed and impacted what you do?
I thought before I had a child that my career would be over. And I think that that was a huge reason why I drug my feet for so long, because I was always so like, I moved to New York to do this and to do this and to do this. And I felt like I was going to be pigeonholed if I had a child. And it could not be farther from the opposite, like, truth of what happened. Is I feel like I've connected more deeply with women who have kids, and we can share those stories. So in the salon, we connect, and editorial shoots and stuff like that. So many celebrities have kids, and it's another way to connect with them on a deeper level about our experiences. And we can complain about our kids, or we can love on our kids. And we all have that camaraderie, which I feel like is such an important aspect to connect with people when you're doing their hair. You know, I did this career to make people feel beautiful, and now I connect and I feel more complete inside with this part of me. I also got busier having
kids. I feel like all of us have gotten so much busier.
I know. It's
like,
bonkers.
Bring it on. And you're like, how? And then it shows us how we can balance, but I don't even know how that's happening.
Yeah. I feel like I'm four people on a regular basis. Like, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a hairstylist, and I'm someone's daughter. So I feel like I am always like juggling these hats of who I am and how can I be the best of each of those categories. And it wears me thin, I'm not going to lie.
I know.
So, and I'm sure we all can relate to all of those things, right? So it's hard. It's hard, but it's great and it's rewarding and it's all those awesome things that I heard that it was going to be, right?
Did what was something that like was aspirational for you in terms of your career that might have just happened recently? Like, is there something that you always wanted to do that it started to happen? Like, it, because you've had different roads that
Sure. I mean, I just met Oprah. You know, I'm the guest speaker for Oprah Magazine now for their cruises that they do. And
did that happen recently?
Over the past year. And I've gone to Alaska, and I've gone to three different times in the Caribbean in the past year with having a two-year-old child. And I had to go to Istanbul over the summer to do a wedding. And, you know, I get these amazing opportunities. And again, I think that goes back to where my support system lies at home with my family, my husband. My parents come here from Ohio. My husband's parents, their mother comes up to help with our son so that, you know, he has like all this amazing support and coverage around him. And I can leave knowing that I'm doing the best for my family, that I'm, you know, I'm building this career to make all these different connections for my son too. You know, every penny that I earn, I'm not going shopping for myself, although that would be great. And sometimes maybe like I get a thing or two, but I do this for my family, you know?
Me too. Me too. So on our show, we share our Mom's Got This moment. It could be about you, your family, or someone you've watched do something or something that's happened to you. Do you have something to share with us?
My son the other day was talking to me and said, "Did you specify?" And he's 2.5, and he asked me if I specified. And I thought, his vocabulary is amazing, and I am killing this right now. So I'm going to specify that awesomeness that is.
That is amazing. 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Did I specify?
Did you specify?
Sure did.
Sure did. I'm doing this. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Join us tomorrow. Hopefully you'll hear from Michelle as well to speak to Mia Santiago on routines and relationships.
Do you love to laugh? Do you love great interviews with a lot of heart? Do you like good stories? Do you like to hear about life? Well, good news, because if you listen to a show called Funny People Talking, all of that happens, right, Danielle?
All of it happens. Every single thing you said on that list and more.
Hey, well, Elsie, does any of it not happen?
It all happens.
Come on, Elsie. Okay. It really happens.
Okay, well, you should join us on Funny People Talking on Mouth Media Network. You can find us anywhere you can find a great podcast. And I know it's true because these people loved it. Only for a short time while they were listening to the show, then life sucked. Listen to Funny People Talking.
Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, Mom's got this.
This is Mouth Media Network, covering the business of lifestyle.